Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two members with the Jamestown Kite Club and also founders of the annual Jamestown Kite Festival. We have Mike G. and Chris Dotson joining us, and Mike and Chris, welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks, Warren. You too. Morning. You.
Thank you guys for taking time. Yeah. Busy lives, but this weekend it's about to get even busier in Jamestown. The annual Kite Festival, 25th annual silver anniversary, Mike, is coming up this weekend. And maybe for our listeners who have not seen this before, maybe new to Jamestown or listening in right now, would you mind kind of explaining like where the idea for the Kite Festival came from?
You know, we all started 25 years ago. Yeah. I wanted to share kiting with people because I thought it was such a cool thing. I just went to the park board and asked Jack Brown if we could use the facilities to fly kites. And we've kind of developed a relationship and over the years. And we've grown to a pretty spectacular event. I mean, even in the kiting world, if you look at all kiting festivals around the United States, we are amongst the top.
And there's a reason for it, right? Jamestown, we know North Dakota can get windy, but that great space that we have, just a great location for the Kite Fest.
There's no mountains and no trees. North Dakota is just one big
kite flying
zone. Yeah, exactly.
That's correct.
That's exactly it. Yeah, one big kite flying zone. And it's coming up again this weekend, June 7th through the 9th at Meininger Park in Jamestown. Mm-hmm. And really, we want people to get out there, whether they're avid kite flyers, whether they're beginning kite flyers, because it hits on all of them, professionals and amateurs, everything.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot to offer for everybody. You know, like, so Friday, if anybody can come out there, and if you don't have a sport kite, we will teach you how to fly a sport kite, because that's Friday is designated for sport kiting day. And then, of course, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, we have kite building, free kite building all day long. And everything on this whole event is sponsored by the Jamestown Park and Rec Department. So a big thank you to you guys for that. And Saturday, also, we will also have show kites going up all day. Team 180 Go will be performing, and we'll get into details here too. But we'll be doing different activities. I want to bring the roke battle back this year, and roke battles are where we have a kite. Rokaku means six-sided object in Japanese. And we fight these kites, and we actually cut each other out, and then the last guy in the air wins. So we want to try to do that again this year. And then Sunday we'll have kind of like the same show. We won't have any kite building on Sunday, but we'll have open flying all day for anybody who wants to come out. We'll have kites out there to purchase, so people can, if you don't have a kite, you will have the ability to buy a kite out there. So, yeah, it's awesome. Just awesome. And you know what? I always say every year, you know, if you guys come out, just plan on being out there for the day, because there's different stuff going on throughout the day. Just bring a lawn chair and a shade shelter thing and come out and just enjoy the day.
And that's, Chris, you want to add to that?
It just constantly changes.
Yeah.
It changes in part because of the wind, but because there are all kinds of kites and activities and things going on. You know, the kids may be interested in one thing at one time, and then there's going to be something else an hour or two later.
Yeah.
It's really an all-day event.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll see cars come in, they'll hang around for a while, and then they got to go run some errands. They come right back, and they see an entirely different show.
For sure.
But you can stay there and fly your own kite all day.
Yeah, there's plenty of space there. And you see, and when you say there's all different kinds of kites, I mean, you mean it. There's the ones that you can't have just one individual holding on to that string, because those things are huge. And there's actually a big one returning this weekend that people haven't seen for a while.
You know, years ago we had a gentleman, Al Sparling, would come to our festival, and he's from Naperville, Illinois, and he had a white, blue and white barrel, 60 feet high, and I believe it's 85 feet long. We tie it off to a payloader, and another gentleman purchased that barrel, and he is here this year, so awesome. The barrel is back in Jamestown.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. You were saying six stories, Chris. And
just the diameter of six stories in that thing.
Wow. It's massive.
It actually, the Jack Rogers owned it in New Jersey, and it actually pulled his one-ton dually pickup across the beach. So it has some serious pull.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. So, I mean,
from that to kites made of trash bags.
Yeah.
That fly perfectly. There's something really for everybody. Yeah. And if we could, we'd bring out miniature kites, but maybe we'll have some to show. I don't know. But they don't do well in the wind.
Oh,
so
for sure.
They got a really nice light wind.
You know, there's all kind of different kites. You know, like all your big inflatables, they're all soft kites. They have no sticks in them. But then we other have other kites that are semi-soft with some rigidness to them, some sticks, and then some other kites that are stick kites, you know, sport kites. So yeah, all different kind of kites going to be.
And there's
fine.
Definitely art in these kites, too, because
absolutely,
we have at least three. I can think of three off the top of my head that are coming that are national winners in kite building.
Wow.
And their stuff is like, it's art. It really is. They put a lot of work into it, and they know what to do with colors and design. And you look at some of these things, it's just amazing. They're homemade. Same with the banners. We got Carveth. What's Carveth's last
Carveth
name?
Carveth and Luella Kramer.
Kramer, thank you.
Carveth
coming up from New Mexico, yeah, and they are experts on these banners, like flags, yeah, and they'll be coming.
Great guy, too.
Yeah.
Great people.
And so a lot of the stuff you see is made by the people flying it, not just purchased big kites for, you know, like we were talking about. A lot of it is made, too. So if you are interested in art, if you're interested in the sport of flying, if you're interested in just big things, or you're interested in kids having fun, it's there.
It is. It truly is. Mike G again and Chris Dotson joining us right now, and let's talk about it. 25th annual Jamestown Kite Fest is coming up, and going along with that, too, because they put in so much time and work with these kites. They're proud of these kites, and you're encouraged to just walk around and ask them about the kites. They're, a lot of those guys are willing to tell you about those kites and the story behind those things.
Oh, they love talking about their kites and kite flying. And, we encourage it. In fact, we have an autograph book that the kids can take around and go talk to the flyers, get their signatures. That's one reason we do the autograph books, that they feel comfortable going around and talking to the flyers. They get those autographs in that book and then bring them back and they'll get a prize.
It's awesome. It is fantastic. And speaking of autographs, I mean, we got a famous kite flying team coming in. 180 Go, I believe, right?
Yeah, we're going to have 180 Go. They're going to return this year. They are bringing 10 members this year. Very seldom do they fly 10 at a time.
Yeah.
But we may have up to 10 quad line kites going at one time.
Awesome.
And, you know, thing to remember about these guys is the only time these guys get a practice with each other is when they're at a kite flight. They're all from different places, like Laura's from New Jersey, one's from Colorado, one's from Illinois.
Rose lives in Manhattan right now.
Manhattan, New York.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, now so the only time they get a practice is when they go to kite flies. And they travel. If you guys, anybody wants to go on the internet, go to YouTube and type in 180 Go.
Yep.
They're all over the world.
Yes, they are. They are.
Every weekend they fly.
But they make a point of always coming back to Jamestown.
Jamestown is always where they come back.
That's one of their favorites.
Yeah, absolutely. So we want people to get there, the Jamestown Kite Fest. Something for everybody. And really, if you want to find a full list, the flyers have been all over the place. Tells you the times that things are going on, or really when people will be out there. But like you guys said, it changes constantly. You leave for 1 hour, you come back, whole different kites in the sky, different events happening, and really something there for everybody. So we just encourage people to get out to Meininger Park Friday through Sunday and check it out, right?
Yep. And you know, when you guys come out, you know, we do different activities, and a lot of the activities we do have to be kind of impromptu, because we have to kind of go do those activities when the wind is right for those activities. You know, we're doing candy drops, and we'll do some stuff with the kids, you know, and we'll do different activities.
Yep.
And so, just come out and spend the day.
Absolutely. So if anybody has questions, Mike or Chris, is there anywhere they can go to learn more about Kite Fest or just anything else like that?
Wingsonstrings.org. And then there, the best thing is to connect or look for our Facebook page.
Yeah.
You can also, and I guess for immediate or, you know, just a place to look to, you can always call Jamestown Park and Recs Department, 252-3982.
Perfect. So there's a lot of ways to get more information. We encourage you to do so. But we just want to see as many people out there as possible. Bring a kite if you don't have a kite. Build a kite, buy a kite. There's everything and all things there for everybody to check out. Again, June 7th through the 9th. Chris or Mike, anything else you guys want to say about Kite Fest or about the weekend coming up here?
One thing we have, we always, everybody says, well, you got anything new coming? You got anything new coming this year? You're going to be bigger this year?
Yeah.
No, we're not going to be bigger. We just kind of work on the details. We keep things consistent and we kind of run things. We try to run things smooth. And I think that's what makes a successful event. We do have one new kiter coming from Minneapolis. And he has a good selection of kites, and he'll be flying an oversized octopus, and I don't even know the size of that octopus. I think that octopus is 35 feet wide, and it's like 150, 160 feet long.
It's one of those things where it's in the sky, it's hard to miss, right?
Yeah, you're not gonna miss that.
Awesome. So, again, we want to see as many people as possible. Meininger Park, June 7th through the 9th, 25th Annual Jamestown Kite Fest. Chris and Mike, thank you guys for joining us on Let's Talk.
Thanks for having us. And again, thanks to the people of Jamestown for making this possible.